Are you ready for a life-changing experience? Are you ready to renew your mind?
Welcome to a life-changing experience with Overseer Dorothy McGuire, the pastor of Life Changing Church Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Bible says in Romans 12, verse 2, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." This broadcast is designed to renew minds and change lives through the Word of God. So let us join Overseer McGuire as she delivers us a transforming message.
Are you ready for a life-changing experience? Are you ready to renew your mind?
Get your Bibles. Get your Bibles, and would you turn to the book of Mark, St. Mark, the 11th chapter, beginning at the 15th verse. I'm going to read down to the 17th verse. And when you do have the scripture, would you just say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
It's all about him today.
Amen.
Glory. Elder, would you read?
Mark 11, chapter 11, verses 15 through 17. And I'm reading from the New King James. And 15 starts, "So they came to Jerusalem. Then Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seat of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry wares through the temple. Then he taught, saying to them, Is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of thieves."
Hallelujah. Father, we bless you this morning. We thank you for all that you've done. We really thank you for your presentation being here this morning. God, we thank you for coming in and blessing us with your presence. Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do in this place today. We thank you, God, for every song and every prayer that has come forth this morning. And so, God, we ask right now that you would let your people hear this word this morning. Allow us to be a doer of this word as well, God. We bless your name this morning. In your wonderful name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Certainly this morning, with the aid of the Holy Spirit, I want to talk to you about some tables are being overturned. Tell somebody some tables are being overturned. Some things that you got in your life is going to be overturned. Tell somebody something is about to happen. Tell them, you better look at me good now. Because when you see me again, there's going to be some new changes. There's going to be some overturned stuff. You better get a good look right now. Because I ain't putting up with what I put up last year. I ain't going to deal with that nonsense. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's going to be all about the Lord and nothing this year. I may have compromised last year, but not this year. Not, tell somebody, not this year. Not this year. Hallelujah. So in this text, we find Jesus arriving in Jerusalem, and he enters the temple. He was going in for prayer. But when he enters the temple, along with the disciples, he encounters a situation that angered him. Wait a minute. Did she say angered him? She said Jesus got angry? Oh, my. Yes, that's exactly what I said. Yes, he was angry because what he saw was not what the temple was about. He said he saw the Jews selling merchandise and doves in the temple. They had tables set up in the church house. Tell somebody in the church house. And the Bible says, in his angered state, he grabbed the tables and he turned the tables over and he rebuked the Jews with the question. He said, is it not written that my house, that lets you know that this house right here is not ours. He said, my house shall be called house of prayer for all nations. Note, his rebuke was a question. Rebuke is not always in a statement form. He rebuked them by asking, is it not written? And sometimes the Lord will rebuke us with the question. Something so simple, elder, as should you have said that? He knows how to rebuke us. He might ask with the question, should you really go there? He might ask in a question, what did the Lord tell you to do? He doesn't always have to be fine brimstone rebuke. But he has a way of making us think. Am I right about that? Yes. And so the Greek word for overturned is katastropho, which means upside down, upset, to get rid of or to make a change. And many of you may need an overturned situation in your life this year. Some of us have circumstances and issues, situations in our lives that are robbing us of our blessing. In the statement, he called the Jews robbers.
Yes, he did.
Called them thieves. You made this a den of thieves, a den of robbers. And so there are issues sometimes in our lives that rob us of what the Lord has for us. So Jesus wants to enter your temple and overthrow the tables that are robbing you of your joy. You may not be selling tangible goods, or you may not be selling doves and merchandise, but there are other items such as comparison, compromising, competing, and complaining that's in your temple and robbing you of your focus. Tell somebody, it can rob you. Someone may feel that Jesus should not have gotten angry. Well, we all get angry at some point in our lives. The Lord's getting angry is called righteous indignation. This is anger that is emotionally legitimate. There are some things that you should get angry about. Things, in other words, that are going against the will of God. If you see something and God didn't say it, or it's going against his will, you ought to get angry. Hallelujah. You ought to get frustrated with it. And that is called emotionally angry. Amen. I don't know about you, but I get that way a lot. Behavior such as abuse of any kind can cause anger. You don't even have to know the person. But if you can see it on the news or hear that somebody was abused or a little baby was hurt, you feel like if I could just get my hands on that person. It's an emotional anger that we get. Adultery, stealing, murder. All of these things can cause anger. But what did the Lord say? Didn't he say, thou shall not? If he says, thou shall not, that means it should not be happening. Amen. Are you ready to have the negative tables in your life turned upside down? Are you really ready for that? When you look at your life and you see negativity everywhere in it, you ought to be ready for some tables to be overturned in your life. Let me share this with you. God will not bring you anything until you have something you can release to him to multiply. All right, all right. You can't hold on to stuff and expect God to bring you something else. You haven't used what you have. You haven't done anything with the gift that he gave you. But yet we want the territory to be enlarged. He can't enlarge something that you've not released. Hallelujah. So I asked you today to overthrow yesterday's stuff. Receive your today. Receive your now. Am I right? Some of us are still holding on to yesterday. How are you going to ever get anywhere holding on to yesterday? Hallelujah. Let it go. Release it. Did it happen? Yes, it happened. Yes, it happened. Did you step on my toes? Yes. Did you hurt me? Yes, I was real hurt. Did you steal from me? Yes. But that was yesterday. You got to let it go and start your today. Amen. Overturn that nonsense. And so the anger came from Jesus when he saw the Jews making a complete mockery of the Gentiles worshiping. It was a total display of disrespect. It was really evident that they didn't care about the Gentiles giving the Lord praise. The selling of merchandise was a distraction to the worshiper. Don't y'all know that the Lord knows when there's a distraction in your life? And he wants you to receive his word. In other words, if you don't receive the word of God, there's no way that you can be saved. You're going to continue. I don't care how much music you dance to. Dancing is fine. I love to dance. I love to watch others dance. I don't dance like I used to because there's some things that have changed in my genes. However, I enjoy dancing. And I enjoy watching you dance. But let me tell you, if you don't get the word, you don't even know why you're dancing. How you gonna dance and you don't know that Jesus saves? You gotta do like I asked you about information. You gotta get some info under your afro. Therefore, you understand why you're doing what you're doing. Amen. And so the Lord is upset about this. And he described these Jews as robbers, robbing the people of God's word. But this still goes on today. It goes on right now in the house of God. Some congregants come to church and distract other Christians. They sit right beside them and will have a conversation. Tell somebody she's right. While the word is being preached, there's texting. There's unnecessary walking. There's reading messages on the text, which distracts people around you. Tell somebody it's just a trick of the enemy. It's a trick of the enemy. The trick of the enemy knows when there's a specific point that the preacher is preaching, that's the time the text will come in. So that you would take your focus off of what is said and look down at the text. So as soon as that happens, the enemy gets happy because you just missed it. Tell somebody, you just missed it. You just really missed what you came to hear. So, why can't we give the Lord at least 4 hours in his house without an interruption? Why can't we come in and put the cell phone down? Why can't you turn it off until you leave the sanctuary? What is it so important about a phone that's more important than the word of God? There's no way you can focus on two things at one time. Am I right about it? So I'm going to give y'all a few minutes to put the cell phone away. Go ahead on, because I know who got them and looking at them. So give God some time. Amen. Would you just give him some time? Put him away until you leave. Ain't nothing you can do about it anyway. Who cares whether you're over at Dillard's shopping? Put the phone away. Hallelujah. And so, as we talk about this, what are some of the things that we should allow to be turned over? First of all, you need to stop complaining. We complain about everything. After all, you know, it took the children of Israel more time than it should have because of what? Complaining. Hallelujah. And so, God hates complaining, you all. He hates complaining because the more he gives us, the more we want. The more he takes care of one thing, we still complain about that. Am I right about it? So we need to stop it. Psalm 144 says that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in or going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. And then it says, happy is that people where God is the Lord. When God is there, we ought to get happy. Even though you didn't maybe have any food in your refrigerator. But you ought to get happy because you know the word that says that he will provide. Hallelujah. And he always does. Hallelujah. The other thing is stop comparing. Please stop comparing. Love your neighbor, it says, as yourself. But people who compare themselves to others have poor value systems. They don't like who they are. They don't always care about who they are. They don't like who they are. Amen. And these are the people that are always in search of what someone else is or doing. Do y'all hear me this morning? I want this new year to start off with you knowing your self-worth, knowing that you are important, knowing that you don't have to compare yourself with anybody else. Do y'all hear me this morning? Know that you are better than a bag of chips and a Pepsi. Who cares about a bag of chips or Pepsi? It ain't even good for you. So why compare yourself to it? Hallelujah. Psalm 139, 14 sums it up for me. And I love this because I praise you because I am wonderfully and fearfully made. And when we read this scripture, we ought to do it with an attitude. Because God said it, that you are wonderfully and fearfully made. Why don't you point to yourself and say, I'm fearful. You don't have to compare. If everybody looked alike, this wouldn't even be a world. If everybody acted alike, what in the world? Oh, my goodness. What kind of place would this be if everybody was acting the same way? Am I right about that? But your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. I trust God's blueprint of you. I trust God. He made a blueprint. He made me. Now, what I do with it after he makes me, that's my problem. He didn't make me fat. Y'all getting quiet on me. It was the bag of chips and Pepsi that made me look like I look. It was the banana pudding. It was the fried chicken that made me look like I look. But that's not how he made me. He said, you are wonderfully and fearfully made. You got to take some responsibility for what's going on with your life. You exercise, do some walking, do Daniel's way, fruit. Am I right about it? So don't even start comparing yourself because you're able to do better than what we do. Stop compromising. Stop compromising with what is right. Every one of us in here know what is right. We know right from wrong. We have choices. Am I right about it? We have choices. We know when something is wrong. We have instinct. You know it's wrong. And so therefore, you can make a choice of what should be right. We're living between what is right and wrong. Actually, we are halfway Christians. We're stuck in the middle somewhere. Halfway in between there. Halfway in and halfway out. Tell somebody halfway in and halfway out. But stop compromising. The Bible talks about those who are lukewarm. You're neither hot nor cold. Don't you know the Lord don't want you? He said, I will spit you out of my mouth because you don't know what you want to do. You don't know whether you want to be with me or you want to be with that other brother. But God said, you got to choose ye today who you going to serve. Look over at your neighbor and ask, have you made up your mind yet? You can't serve two people. In 2015, you ought not be walking around halfing. You don't need to be halfing. You need to be in or out. All the way in 2015. Either I'm going to serve the Lord or I'm going to stick with the devil. There ain't no two ways about it. Do y'all understand what I'm saying this morning? You need to tell the person next to you, I'm not a middle roader. I'm not in the middle. I'm either at the top or I'm at the end. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm at the top. So tell them, don't even try to convince me. Don't try to convince me to go somewhere else. Because I'm here to tell you, if you hang around with middle roaders, you're going to end up stuck in the middle somewhere yourself. You got to either say, for God I'll live, and for God I'll die, or I'm just going to stay on over here and keep sinning. I'm going to keep doing it well. And actually what you're saying to God is, if I die right now, it's all right if I go to hell. Oh, that's what you're saying. Because you got choices.
Yes, ma'am.
We have choices. We have choices. Glory to God. I'm on fire for the Lord. I'm a firebug. You know firebugs are. What do? They'll go around and start fires. And then they stand back and look at it. Because they enjoy the fire. Well, that's what I am now. I love the fire. I love to see Jesus moving. That's why I say, burn, baby, burn. Because I love it when I see the fire of the Lord move. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Please let the Lord turn over competition in your life. Please let the Lord turn that over. If that is on your table, let him turn it over today. Competition can be good sometimes when it's in a healthy environment. It can be. But other times, it can be deadly. You will never get anywhere for trying to compete. It causes jealousy. It causes rivalry. It causes anger and frustration. Why does it act like that, overseer? Well, because you're trying to get somewhere that God didn't put you. You're trying to compete with something that you don't have. Frustration comes. when you're trying to be something, let me tell you something. Let us stop trying to compete with other women. Either he wants you or he don't. There's no need to compete. Because this is who I am. This is who I am. Either you take me or not. I ain't competing with nobody. Why? Because I'm wonderfully and fearfully made. Now all you got to do is come over here and... But I ain't gonna compete with you. I am my own person. Hallelujah. Why don't you get frustrated over trying to sing a song that God didn't give you a voice? I'd love to get up and do me a whole duet by myself. Let's sit the praise team down. And I'm going to sing myself. But tell somebody, but that ain't what God gave you. You need some backup, girl. You need some backup. Give me some backup singers and I'll sing the house down. Ah, oh, but I'm not a soloist. Don't mess around and give me a backup.
All right.
Ah, Lord. Hallelujah. Kingdom greetings, saints. This is Overseer Dorothy McGuire, Senior Pastor of Life Changing Church here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I want to personally thank you for tuning into the broadcast every Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. and online every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. on praise100.com. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you and you would like to purchase a copy of this sermon in its entirety or seed into this radio ministry, please send your request and or donation to Life Changing Church Radio Ministry, 3208 Riley Avenue, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269. And if you are new to the city and looking for a life-changing experience, we invite you to visit with us for our 9:30 Sunday school and our 11 a.m. worship service, and on Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. for our dynamic Bible study. So until the next time, be blessed, and again, thank you for listening.
Are you ready for a life-changing experience? Are you ready to renew your mind?
Praise listeners, now you can listen to some dynamic sermons by going to PraiseCharlotte.com's pod page or your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone 24/7, 365 with a great lineup of preachers. Little Rock AME Zion's Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker. The Glory Has Come International Ministries, Pastor Troy King. Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, Reverend Matthew L. Browning. Life Changing Church's Overseer, Dorothy McGuire. New Bethel Church of God in Christ, Pastor Tommy A. Murphy. Weeping Willows AME Zion's Pastor Enrico White, Trinity Christian Center's Bishop Keith Felton, and finally, Greater New Life Baptist Church's Pastor D.K. Martin. So log on to PraiseCharlotte.com and hear the preach word every day. Also, if your ministry or church wants to get the message out on the Praise Podcast, now is your opportunity. Call 704-548-7854 or email bmore@radio-1.com. That's B-M-O-O-R-E @radio-1.com. Oh,